Hey, everybody, it's Jimmy Smagula. Before we get to this week's episode, I have to make an emergency call to my mother. I have to issue a formal apology to Lois about something that happened on last week's episode. So I hope she accepts my apology. I don't know what's going to happen, but it didn't feel right to just jump into this week without calling my mom first and issuing this apology. Here she comes. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
So listen, this week, I haven't started this week's episode yet. I had to call you first because last week I said something wrong and I have to issue a formal apology to you before I continue with the podcast. I can't go on until I issue this formal apology. Well, last week, you said chicory was lettuce, and I kind of made fun of you, and I laughed, and I said, oh, it's not lettuce, it's not lettuce, and you know, I Googled it, and guess what?
It's lettuce.
Chicory is indeed a kind of lettuce-y kind of thing. Let me read to you what it is. Chicories are a family of hearty and bitter-flavored leafy vegetables that are closely related to lettuce and come into season in the late fall. The root of the chicory plant has long been used as a coffee substitute. Chicory root looks and tastes similar to coffee, but is naturally caffeine-free. So it is lettuce.
And you know how I knew that? Because when you go to ShopRite or any food store, they have in the back, they have all the different lettuces, and it was back there, like by the Boston lettuce and the butter lettuce, and there was chicory. So that's how I know.
I totally was wrong, and I just want to apologize. Do you accept my apology?
Of course.
Oh, thank God. I was very worried that the podcast would be over, that you would be steaming mad.
Oh, everybody makes mistakes.
I really didn't think it was a lettuce, but I guess that's what they use, the root of the lettuce is used for coffee, and it's caffeine-free.
And I think that's what they put in the coffee in New Orleans because it has a weird taste.
Absolutely, that is. They have a chicory coffee, and I guess you didn't enjoy it.
Not at all.
Well, that's all I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
I never had a plum or tuna fish.
Baby, no!
Let me try some new exciting dish.
Baby, no!
Bok choy, collard greens, pad thai. So many foods I haven't tried. I'm kind of scared to eat them. I won't lie! And let me tell you, I guess that's why I'm a baby now.
I'm just a baby.
Welcome to Baby Mouth. I am Jimmy Smagula. I want to remind you all to follow me on Instagram at Jimmy Smagula. Follow the podcast if you're enjoying it at Baby Mouth Pod on Instagram. I'm also on Twitter at Jimmy Smagula. The podcast is on Twitter at Baby Mouth Pod. You know, just good reminders. Keep the podcast flowing. Keep the people coming. I like to interact with the people who are listening. I really love it. You can write into babymouthpodcast@gmail.com. I read all of your emails. If you have a question or a food nightmare about food, things that have happened to you, or maybe you've tried something new and it didn't go well, or maybe it did go well, write in. We'll talk about it on the podcast. If you want to support the podcast, and I hope you do, I hope you're enjoying, and I hope you're enjoying enough to support us a little bit. We have a Patreon page. We have a link tree on the Instagram accounts that you can click. You can go to Patreon. You can go to PayPal. You can Venmo me at Jimmy Smagula. There's many ways you can support the podcast. I appreciate it all. And this week, I am so excited for our guest. She is a local LA restaurant owner of Tirsa's Mexican restaurant down in Los Angeles. I just picked up my enchilada, which I've never had before. I know it's hard to believe, people, but I never had an enchilada. Frankly, it scares me. I'm not even sure what's in it, but I have the perfect guest to tell me what's in it. Tirsa, Tirsa, welcome. Welcome to Baby Mouth.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I can't even contain it.
I know. You know, I came down to pick up the enchilada about, I don't know, a half hour, 45 minutes ago. And it was like you and I were like old friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you are a huge personality. I love your Instagram. To me, is like love and light and joy. If you don't follow Tirsa on Instagram, go there after you listen to this podcast and go and follow her. Her Instagram, you bring me so much joy. She's working out at home with all of these workout things. She's hiking. She's in the kitchen. Now, Tirsa, were you born? Because you also love Los Angeles. You love it.
I do. I mean, I was just lucky to have my mother be here and birth me here.
I was going to ask you, where were you originally from? And did you come here from somewhere? Or you're here?
No, it was here. I don't want to be vulgar, but my brother was like,
you can,
you know, their brothers are crude and just vulgar, but he's like, well, we just had a vagina that was here and had a baby here. You know, that's just where it was when it happened. But I'm like, yeah, I know it was, you know, all these mothers everywhere. And we were born and raised here and been here my whole life. So,
I mean, you even have the Lakers colors on your nails. I noticed today.
I did guilty. I know. It's my mother worked down the street. There's a school down the street called Evans. Uh-huh. And my mom was a teacher there for like 15 years.
Wow.
So yeah. So the fact that I know this whole area, the fact that I ended up here was like, wow, like I'm really from here. Cause I know everywhere around here.
Oh, it's so cool. When did you start cooking? How did this happen?
I started cooking when I was younger. I'm the only girl. So,
oh, how many brothers?
Yeah, I have three brothers. So mom would work a night shift down the street and dad did all kinds of jobs too. And so I was left home alone. My mom would be like, you know, I need you to help me cook dinner. I got to go.
Wow.
And that's how it started. So I had to cook for my brothers and their girlfriends sometimes.
Yes, that's incredible. And so what made the leap from I'm cooking for my brothers and their girlfriends to I'm starting Tirsa's Mexican Cafe?
Okay, long story short, I met the love of my life. And
Steve, who I just met.
Yes, who you just met. And we were on our first date. And I had already started my business working from home. I was doing like wraps and salads and stuff like that.
Yes.
So when we went on our first date, he had casually mentioned, he had said, oh, yeah, you know, I want to one day have a restaurant, too. And I'm like, oh, my God, I want to have a restaurant. So on our first date, we were like, oh, my God, I think this is the one. Like, this is like my, because I had been a single mom dating. Dating is horrible.
Oh, my God. It's horrible.
Worst.
It's horrible for straights. It's horrible for gays. It's horrible for everybody in between. It's horrible for any human being who's trying to find, especially in a big city like Los Angeles, New York, Chicago. It's impossible.
It's really impossible. And I was like, I'm just going to give up and just live my best life with whoever
yes.
I want. And the next day, I went out to the club and I met my boo. It was like 5 minutes before last call. And here's Steve. And he says the word Le Cordon Bleu. And I was like, and I had been brushing him off. He says, Le Cordon Bleu, because I went there.
Yes.
And I was like, what? And then we just started talking. He's like, and he was trying to do it right. He wasn't trying to take me home. He was like, I want to take you on a date. And I didn't believe him because it was last call.
Right,
so
of course.
We went on a date and we realized, oh, my God, we literally want the exact same things. And it just started from there. So then he jumped on board with me and, like, supported the dream. Like, oh, my God, well, we both have the same dream. I had already kind of started, so we just kept working towards that.
And so after high school, did you go right to Le Cordon Bleu?
No, after high school, I was kind of like drifting, and I was like, what am I going to do with my life?
Yeah.
I got my first boyfriend and got knocked up, and
yeah.
I was like, I hated regular school. I just didn't have the brain for it. And then here I am, single mom, alone one day with my child, and a commercial for Le Cordon Bleu comes up at like 1 a.m. in the morning, and I was like, oh my God, this is it. I'm doing this. I went the next day to go enroll, and the rest was history.
Now at Le Cordon Bleu, are they teaching you like very fancy French cooking, or you're making like beef bourguignon like Julia Child, or you're making enchiladas? What are you making there?
You did all of the above. So at Le Cordon Bleu, they show you technique, they show you cutting, they show you but all for like a French kitchen.
Right.
Like, and all to work in like not fine dining, but yeah, pretty much fine dining.
Yeah.
Because, so they teach you how to like do prep work.
Yeah,
in a kitchen and how to, you know, get by. So, I thrived. I loved it. I got perfect attendance.
Oh my!
I got straight A's. It was my calling. I was, you know, you just have to figure out what you want to do. You don't know what you want to do. So it was easy because I had already loved to like feed people. And
they
and
say that, if you're following your passion, then it's not work.
Yeah, and that's as cheesy as it sounds. That's what it is over here.
I see that on your Instagram. I see you in the kitchen. You literally say, I love being in this kitchen, and you love the people you work with. And you
I could watch them all day.
Oh, my God. Now, how has it been in the pandemic? I'm very interested to know from a local L.A. restaurant owner. Business. I mean, you're a small business owner. You only have the one location, right? There's
just the one. Yes. Yeah.
So how has it been? Like, what was that like in March when it started happening? And, you know, I came down there. You are extremely safe. There's more plexiglass in there than I've ever seen in my life. You're all masked up. There's nobody in the place. There's signs everywhere. Like, you are very, I really appreciated seeing all of that, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you. And it makes me cringe sometimes, only because one of our biggest thing is like, if you come, I try to make everybody feel like family, you know? Yes. So it's hard for me to like have these guards up, but I have no choice.
Did you feel like you pivoted in a good way when that happened in March of 2020, when it first started coming down? And were you like, oh, God, what are we going to do? How are we going to continue this?
It was a lot of that. Yeah. There was we're on year three, going on year three. Wow. We are. I've been doing this for 10 years. So literally right before the pandemic came, we were just taking off. Catering was booming. Yeah. Like we're by downtown. So like, a lot of people like we were just booming. It was like we were right about to like make it like to busyness all the time, I guess. Yeah. And pandemic came and everything just shut down. Like all of the catering orders I had like canceled within that day. People weren't coming to work at the courthouses, at anything in downtown. The schools got shut down. So I was like, oh shit, what the heck are we gonna do?
Yes.
Obviously, we could have like cried and been like, oh shit, it's over. But you basically have to like roll over and just kind of keep going and be like, okay, well, what's next? Because as it is in a restaurant, I'm being dramatic, but it's like one mini catastrophe after another.
I don't think that's dramatic. Just from watching the food reality shows that I watch, it does not seem at all dramatic to say it is a constant catastrophe. It's constantly putting out fires every day.
So I guess that kind of like gets you prepared for it. But yeah, it was just like, okay, well, we got to get going. And one of the things that also helped was another restaurant owner down the street who I've befriended. His name is Dino. And he was like, oh, you know, I've seen you. He came because he saw me taking pictures outside. He's like, oh, I've been wanting to meet you. You know, I saw you. I'm just going to come in. So he suggested, you know, have you done? And he just started. He's like, are you doing this? Are you doing this? I'm like, no, I'm like, give me. And so he suggested, on what do you call it? Cloud branding.
I have no idea even what that is.
So that's also a big thing that's helped us as a restaurant stay afloat. So cloud branding basically is like restaurants, but online only. So that means that Tirsa's may be selling burgers, but if Tirsa's is selling burgers on a burger place, they will be like, I don't think she can make burgers. They'll believe that like a smash burger place can make burgers.
Right.
So these concepts are here for us because they need kitchens. They develop these menus and they come to me and they say, hey, can you make this menu? We'll do the advertising.
Oh.
So, and it's a new form to keep us going.
Oh my God.
Yeah. If I honestly think if we wouldn't have gotten into that, we probably would have to shut down because we wouldn't have been able to rely solely on people like that come into the store.
Wow. That's scary.
It is. But
Tirsa, when I was growing up, I didn't eat any Mexican food. I think not one thing. I think the first time I had Mexican food was maybe in college or maybe even after college.
Not even Taco Bell?
No. In fact, listen to me carefully, ladies and gentlemen. I have never been to Taco Bell.
Oh my God!
I've never been to a Taco Bell.
You know, it's the best Mexican food in 2020, I'll have you know.
Is Taco Bell?
I got voted. Yes.
It's not better than Tirsa's.
No, not absolutely. It was a sham, but it was rigged. But
somebody bet Taco Bell paid for that vote. You know what I mean? I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure.
But no, I never had it. And so, like, my Mexican food is very limited. In fact, I was thinking about the fact that I went to Mexico City to do a commercial. They flew me there to shoot a commercial. You know what I ate there? I ate chicken parm and burgers in the hotel.
You did it.
I know. I didn't have any Mexican food while I was there.
Wow.
What is wrong with it? No, it's horrible. I'm a horrible, disgusting person.
I cannot believe you. And now you're in LA, the Mecca of Mexican
food. Well, now I am really like, now I love tacos. I'm so excited to try this enchilada, but it scares me.
So you do like, you have had now like some kind of Mexican food? Okay.
But even burritos, you know, I just had a bean and cheese burrito for the very first time.
At Sonora Town, right?
Yeah, which is so good. They make their own tortillas, which I'm sure you do too.
Oh yeah,
right?
Oh yeah, I've been there. I think Sonora Town is like one of the best out there right now.
So good. But yeah, and the bean and cheese burrito was delicious.
Wow.
Now I'm going to open up the enchilada.
Ah! Okay.
I know, I'm going to open it up. I just want to see what it looks like. I haven't even opened it yet. I have no idea.
Oh, geez, Louise. Okay, get in there, Jimmy.
And there's an adorable, I'm going to post the picture of the packaging, which says, "Welcome, Jimmy," with a smiley face. Hope you enjoy. I mean, you could not be sweeter. You are love and light. Okay, now, wow. Oh, my God. Okay, now I'm going to try all of this, but I have to say, upon first looking, some of this scares me a little bit. On the upper left-hand corner, there's some kind of a green, which it looks like beans.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's beans in there, Jimmy.
Now, are those green beans, though? Because it looks green, or is it brown? Are they refried beans?
No, they're brown. They're brown.
They're brown. I'm taking a photo of this.
I'm like, where do you see green?
They are brown. You know what? It just looks dark. It's a little dark in this cave that I do the podcast in here, my podcast cave. It looks beautiful.
Thank you. I was like, oh my God, I hope he doesn't move it so much so it remains intact.
No, it's perfectly beautiful. I don't want to pick it up because it will, you know what I mean? It won't stay.
I have
beans on the upper left-hand corner. Then I have some beautiful looking rice on the right-hand corner. Lower corner, I have delicious chips, which who doesn't love chips? Tortilla chips.
Psychopaths.
Yeah. Good answer. And then on the left, I guess these are the enchiladas. Now, what is different about an enchilada than a burrito?
Okay, so basically a burrito would have everything that you see in there right now in the, a tortilla. This is like separated and it's smaller. And it's so inside the rolledness, you got some cheese and you got some meat. And then you have the sauce.
Oh, delicious. I wonder if this, I was going to say this might be a more, because you know I have diabetes.
Oh, really?
And I wonder if this is a more diabetes friendly, but not really, because you're still getting the tortillas and the chips, which I love.
Yeah,
and the
tortillas. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I should have put a salad in there for you.
No. I love this. I manage my diabetes very well, by the way, too. Okay, so don't worry. You're not going to get me in any health trouble.
Okay, good. Okay. My mom is diabetic, too. So that's why I'm like, oh, my God, I did it to you. No.
Now, on top of the enchiladas, there's white. Is that, what is that white, wonderful design?
You have sour cream, sour cream, and then you have cilantro, and you have a queso fresco, which is Mexican cheese as well.
Oh my God. Okay. Now, what do you think I should do in order to eat this for the first time? Should I just try the beans and try the rice, or just, how should I make my fork?
No, start with the enchilada, and then maybe once you feel like a little brave enough, you can then go into the, because I always say, okay, like, leave the beans and the rice, leave the carbs. And then if you have room after you finish, then you finish. But try the enchiladas first and then you.
Oh, so it's not supposed to be really all mixed together.
You can.
But most people would eat the enchilada. Now there's a green sauce and a red sauce. Now it looks gorgeous. Now what? Tell me about the different sauces, if you don't mind.
The red sauce is not spicy and the green sauce is spicy. I was going to like take it easy on you and like not put spicy. But I'm like, nope, he's just going to get the full effect.
I want the full thing. I do. I want the full effect.
And Bridger's going to have to help him if things go south.
Let me tell you about my boyfriend. He loves Mexican food.
What does he say about your palate?
Oh, he's so disappointed. He's so incredibly, he's so mad. I mean, that's part of the reason why I'm doing this podcast. We can't even go to the same restaurant half the time because he'll want to get Mediterranean food or Mexican food. And like, we went to Mexican food one night and I was so afraid of beans that I got a burrito with no beans. And it was like a dry wrap. It was dry. It was like something you get at the Starbucks cafe. It was horrible.
Oh, you need help. We're here to help.
I know. Thank God. Thank God, Tirsa. Yeah. All right. I'm going to try, I think, a red part of the enchilada first, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Dip my toe in. No spice. All right. I'm taking a little piece here. Oh, my God. The tortilla. There's a lot of meat in there. Oh, this looks really good. All right. I took a humongous bite, so it might be a chewing for a while.
Okay. It's okay. I'm into mukbang and ASMR.
Look
all of that.
Look at that. Mm-hmm. You made that.
Yeah. I actually made it for you. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First time enchilada with Tirsa. L.A. restaurant star. I love her. Okay, here I go.
Oh, yeah, we like those mmms.
That's delish.
See what you've been missing?
Now, how do you make that meat?
So that meat is slow cooked for 4 hours.
Oh, my Lord.
It's shredded. It's a shredded beef. But you can put any of our meats. I just picked my favorite meat. That's actually my husband's and his. So he's like, give him the beef.
Yeah, oh, it's so good. That is delicious. All right. Now I'm going to have a bite of the green sauce.
Oh yeah. The green is my favorite. I like the green.
Now, would you say it's super spicy or just regular?
Do you want to be surprised?
Oh, I'm going to be surprised. All right.
Okay.
You know what I enjoy? Your tortilla.
Oh, good.
It's
good, good.
So good. Actually, the whole thing is good. The cheese, the sour cream. All right, here comes green. Another big chunk of green.
Oh, yeah.
You can't really get a small bite of this. It has to be large. It's so good. Do you eat this food every day, Tirsa?
No. Are you kidding me?
What are you eating for lunch? What do you eat, by the way?
I'm eating like lettuce shell tacos. I'm eating...
Lettuce shell tacos? What is that? Lettuce with the lettuce? Why?
I have to. I've been eating the way I want to my whole life. I'm paying for it. I have to get...
Oh, come on.
Yes.
I thought you looked adorable. All right. I'm going to try the green sauce enchilada with 4 hour slow cooked meat inside. Oh. Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. No, should be okay.
That's really good. It's spicy.
Is it spicy? How spicy?
Oh yeah. Now I'm not a spicy person. Oh. The whole back of my mouth is now burning.
Oh my God. Yes.
I'm gonna have a chip.
Yeah. Okay. Now you can get some beans to dye down that.
Would you do beans on the chip or no?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, right. Oh my beans God. Yes.
All right. Now I'm not afraid of beans anymore.
Yeah. No, get in the beans.
Mm-hmm. It's so, the beans, the chip, it's so, it's like opulent. It's like, I can't even, it's like a, it's like a grand experience. You know what I mean? It's not a, there's a lot of different flavors, textures, spice level. That is still spicy on my tongue, Tirsa.
Yeah, I know. That's how I like it.
And you make every single thing of this there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now we make about, I want to say 95% of everything.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we don't make our own fries, but we do. We make our own sauces. Our own salsas, our own rice, our own beans. Yeah.
What's in this green sauce? I'm having another bite of the green sauce.
Of the green? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I thought you didn't do spicy.
Mm-mm. I like it. I really like it. What's in the green sauce? Can you give us your recipe or no?
Yeah, of course. So in the green sauce, it's just green tomatoes. Mm-hmm. We have jalapenos. Mm-hmm. We have serrano peppers. We have garlic, onion, and salt. That's pretty much it. Mm. Yeah.
So good. Do you bottle any of your sauces to sell them or not?
Not yet. I haven't figured out how to work with, like, I mean, I get a demand, but there's so much I haven't done. We're trying to make it happen. It's just me and my husband, and we're like always like,
it's okay, but it's so good.
Thank you.
I love this enchilada. Do people pick between the green and red sauce? Or they go, I just want the red? And what's the red called? Roja?
Roja, uh-huh.
Salsa Roja, and then the green is called?
Verde, salsa verde.
Oh, salsa verde.
Uh-huh.
Estudio español en la escuela, New Jersey, 3 años, pero yo no comprendo mucho.
Jimmy.
Because it's too fast. Muy rápido.
I know.
Hablas muy rápido, and I can't understand. It's so fast. I went to Mexico City. When I went for the commercial, I was like, oh, I'm going to be speaking Spanish. I'm going to have a great time. I'm going to understand. I was like, whoa, slow down. Because if it's too fast, if it's slow, I can think, you know, because you have to, in order to speak fluently in a language, you have to think in that language. You can't be translating.
Yeah, that's true. That's
you know,
true.
You speak
that's
multiple true. Languages, so you know.
Yeah. And even now, right now with my Spanish, I have to, because I think in English. So when I'm like talking or reading something in Spanish, I'm like translating it in my, okay, you're like basically doing the translation in your head before you understand it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. So I'm not good with the Spanish, even though I studied 3 years.
It's not just you, trust me. It's not just you.
So what are you eating on a day-to-day basis, Tirsa?
So right now I'm doing, I calorie count. My husband and I both calorie count.
All right.
My husband got bariatric surgery.
Wow.
I was supposed to get it. But I was just like, I can't commit to that. I'd rather keep trying to do it on my own.
Yeah, sure.
So I gave it one last try. I've been at it for like maybe like 7 or 8 months.
Yes.
And I've lost about 60 pounds already on my own.
60 pounds?
Yeah, I know.
I lost 65 pounds.
Are you serious?
Yes. So I know how hard this is.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done because I just want to like binge eat like
I know.
My bad days. And
I know.
I just want my tub of sour cream and my chips. And
I feel yeah. I was eating a pint of Ben and Jerry's like 4 or 5 nights a
what
week.
What flavors?
Oh my what God, flavor? Tirsa. I would have the everything but the with all the chocolate and the peanut butter cups.
Yes.
I would have cookie dough, the Tonight Show flavor that had some kind of waffle something in. I mean, it didn't even matter. Anything. Strawberry shortcake. They had a strawberry cheesecake flavor, delicious, anything.
Oh my God,
but
everything.
It's an emotional thing. Food yeah. is emotional, which I love for this podcast because I have been learning that, like, emotionally, I was sheltered from so many foods as a kid
yeah.
that emotionally, as an adult, I don't want to try something if I don't like how it looks.
I mean, I think a lot of people do that, but I know exactly what you're talking about because I had a child's palate before Steve. Steve is Egyptian and he eats everything.
Yeah.
Everything. I'm very picky. Having a restaurant, I think, is also like for picky, not just like super experimental people. It's like for picky people because, yeah. you know, I don't know if you noticed, but the enchiladas don't have onion.
Oh, so I wouldn't even
traditionally,
know.
Enchiladas are supposed to have onion. And whenever my mom would make them as a kid, I'd be like, no onion. She'd be like, this isn't a restaurant. You're going to get onion. And so now my enchiladas don't have no freaking onion.
Oh, interesting.
Because it's part of my pickiness of where, like, I'm going to make the food how I like to eat it.
Wow.
You know, and it's a constant battle with Steve because he'll be like, it's not just what you like. Well, people, like, I'm like, no, people are coming because it says my name and they're going to eat the food the way I like to eat it.
That's fine. I think that's great. Are there any foods that you don't like to eat at all? Are there foods that you're like, I'm not eating that?
There's been a lot of development since being with Steve. Like, I eat like different stuff now because before all I ate pretty much growing up was Mexican food.
Yeah, of course.
So I didn't have like the Middle Eastern food, even though I loved it. I didn't have I didn't have sushi. I never ate anything crazy. I just ate sushi for the first time in December.
How was it? Because I've never had it. I'm going to have it on this podcast eventually.
Well, I didn't. Sushi is Steve's favorite food. So, and he's like, man, I can't believe I married the girl who doesn't like my favorite food.
Right.
So we eat a lot of what I like, but I loved it.
Really?
I don't know if it was the guy I got, but he did like, and I only ate veggie when I didn't eat fish. It was like a veggie sushi.
Oh.
So it had like asparagus, it had mango, it had radish.
But is that really sushi though? If there's no fish
well,
in it?
Well, I had a California roll, but I love just the technique of his sushi. I thought it was amazing, and I've been craving it ever since.
And so you're not afraid to try anything. You'll try anything?
No, I don't. Well, I'm limited already because I don't eat pork. I don't eat like shrimp. I don't eat.
Now, why no shrimp?
I don't like to say it. It's now a personal choice, but growing up, it was a religious thing.
Oh, I didn't know
our
that.
Religion, it's kind of like Jewish a little bit in the fact where we don't eat pork and
yes.
like shrimp and stuff like that. So,
yes.
So at the restaurant, we don't serve any of that stuff.
That's okay. Do you have fish tacos there, though?
I do have fish tacos.
And what kind of fish is that?
cod. We use cod.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And I heard with Chamberlain, you had fish sticks. So
with Kevin Chamberlain, I had fried clams. It was pretty delicious. Yes. But listen, anything fried, really.
I know. That's why I was like, okay, so I'm good because the enchiladas are fried.
Yeah. No, this, I can't wait to finish. I would finish it now, but I don't want people just listening to another 20 minutes of chewing. It's so delicious. It's so spicy and it's so many different flavors, which is what I really like. It's a lot. It's like a party in your mouth. Don't you have a saying there that's called a fiesta in your mouth?
In your mouth. Yes.
You have a sign on the door that says fiesta in your mouth.
Yeah,
I'm not even kidding. That was a fiesta. I forgot about that sign, but that is truly, it's so good.
Thank you.
So you're really watching what you're eating.
Yeah. So right now I'm just, my goals are like this big. Yeah. And if I'm that big, I can't really do all of my goals now, can I?
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, this is the biggest I ever got. And it's mainly because I'm so happy. My husband loves me at whatever size. And what's going to happen? You're going to keep blowing up and blowing up because somebody loves you unconditionally. He doesn't care. But it was stopping me from like doing more. Like I want to do so many things.
And now you're hiking and working. I see on your Instagram stories, you're working out at home with some kind of thing. You're hiking 2 miles. Yeah.
So now my goal is just to work out at least once a day because you really do feel good about yourself.
Yes.
I'm just trying to prepare my body to like be busy all day, reaching all of these big time goals that I want to get to. So I got to get my body prepared for that.
It's very hard too, culturally, for me growing up Italian in an Italian household.
Oh yeah. You guys got all the good stuff.
And not only that, but it's tied to feelings.
Yeah,
and it's tied
for sure.
to family, which is, I'm sure, the same in your culture.
Oh, yes. It's all about like, I mean, we're happy. Okay, let's eat. We're sad. Okay, let's eat. It's it's all about food.
Exactly.
Food and is amazing. I love food.
You're continuing that by opening a restaurant and having a restaurant.
Yeah.
And also I see that you're doing so much for healthcare workers. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing and how you got involved in bringing food to healthcare workers and frontline workers. Because I'm telling you guys, I'm going to just say it again. If you're not following her on Instagram, it's just love, light, and joy. I love every story, every post. It just makes me happy. But please tell the people.
So basically, one of our customers from Instagram, she sent me a DM. She's like, hey, hit up this person. She's my friend. She's doing, they are helping out healthcare workers. They're feeding healthcare workers only with small businesses. So she's all like, hit her up because she's booking up fast. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you. So I literally hit her up. She had a listing for me and the rest was history. So
that is so great.
Yeah, it was awesome. So we've done two feeds already. Steve went to Riverside today and then we had another one on Monday. And it's just awesome, like, because it's not like, I'll take like 5 burritos. It's like, give me 30 burritos.
Yes.
Give me. And those, like, that's like a lunch service for us, you know? So,
yeah. So it's helping you and you're helping people.
Exactly. So I'm like, to me, that's like everything. For my husband, we're like, oh my God, like we can, you know, we just want to pay our employees and pay our rent, you know?
Yes.
That's all we want. And thankfully, it's been able to continue to happen. So
the connectivity of food and community and family and emotion, it's something that I'm really learning about as I'm doing this podcast. You know, my emotional connection to food and also the community feeling of it. And it's very cool. It's very cool. And in this pandemic, to be able to use your restaurant, which, you know, I'm sure took a big hit because of what's going on.
It did for sure. It was insane. I think it was so insane. But what was more insane was just how much the community was like committed to continue to help small businesses. Like, it kind of like we wouldn't be here without the people who continue to like support us and buy from us and send us these orders. So that's what was more like amazing. It's like, holy crap, like, we're in a pandemic, but like they're still like people are still like supporting and being here for us. So.
Of course. Do you have any favorite LA restaurants that you like to go to, or are you just cooking every single thing for yourself?
No. Okay. So I love to eat out. I love people cooking for me.
Yes.
I feel like food is, which is why like I cook, but I'm not cooking for myself. I'm cooking for other people.
Yes.
And I cook stuff that I like to make, but Anybody who like cooks is because they love it and they want other people. That's like their like that's like their heart. Okay, it's like, yes, here's my love letter. Yes. That's why my Instagram is called Tierce's Love, because cooking is our love letter to the world. Yes. Like, here's my love letter. There you go. And that's what it is. But when people cook for me, God, I love it. I go insane, which is where Steve comes in, because he just loves to cook.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah, he's cooking all kinds of stuff. And I'm just like, I cannot eat that right now. Like,
do you guys go out? Where do you like to go? If you were going to go to a restaurant tonight and you could eat whatever you wanted, what are your favorite like LA restaurants?
My favorite LA restaurants are anywhere from, I really enjoy Dino's. I really enjoy, there's this Thai place in Pasadena called Soraya, and they make these golden bags that are to die for.
Really?
Because it's so crunchy, and it's like one of the Thai places that will offer an option like that with chicken. So a lot of Thai places have like pork, you know, and I don't get to indulge.
I don't even know Thai food, because I just had pad thai for the first time last month.
You're killing me, Tirsa.
I thought that was soup. I thought pad thai was a kind of soup. I'm not kidding.
Sonora Town is amazing. So there's La Pupusa Urban. I love pupusas, but I can't eat them that much because it's like cheese and all the bad stuff. But so La Pupusa Urban Eatery. There's like all these little places by where I live, like pop up, like you said, in Highland Park, that you have like just these guys. That's how my neighborhood is. There's a taco guy called Evil Cooks. They make a burrito guy and a tamale.
They're in their backyards, like, and they're incredible, incredible. I had Filipino barbecue, which is just like a delicious sausage. It tastes like kielbasa. It was so good.
What did you eat it with?
Just rice. Just that and white rice. That was it. All right, Tirsa. Now I have this new segment on my podcast, and I want you to weigh in with me about this. It's called Acquired Taste.
Okay.
Now, a few weeks ago, for the first time, I had an olive. I never had an olive.
I don't like olives.
Okay, there you go. Me neither. Didn't enjoy. But people say this thing. They're an acquired taste. An olive is an acquired taste. It's an acquired taste. Salmon? You ever have salmon? It's an acquired taste. Acquired taste. Okay. So I'm doing this now as an experiment. Every week on my podcast, I'm going to eat these olives.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm going to see, even though I did not enjoy them.
What kind of olive was it?
These are Castelvetrano olives.
Oh, no, I can't even imagine putting that in my mouth.
They have pits.
Was it good at all?
Anything? Not delicious, no. It tastes like a vegetable in salt.
A vegetable with salt?
Really salty, vegetable-y. Oh, but I want to do this segment, Acquired Taste, every single week, because I want to see if my taste changes. Maybe it will grow and change.
Let's see.
And then we'll know if this is an acquired taste. I have my can of Diet Coke nearby.
Okay.
In case this goes awry. Let's see. So you don't enjoy olives?
I don't like olives at all.
Have you tried different kinds of olives?
Never. I've never, never, ever. I'm telling you, I had a child's palate also.
Wow. Do you like Italian food, by the way?
I love Italian food. Good. I love Italian food.
All right. So we can hang out. We can go out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm come to your restaurant. I'll take you out to some Italian place. I don't really cook, but we'll go. All right. Let me try this olive. Here we go. This might be the third time I'm trying this olive. Acquired taste. Is it going to get any better? I don't know. Let's see. Oh, God. It's just, it's sweet and sour and salty and vegetable-y. I'm telling you, people. Ooh. Mm. Oh. Why am I putting myself through this with these olives every week? Why am I doing it? It's not good.
Why that olive? Why not start with like an amateur olive? That looks like an intermediate olive.
This is the olive that my guest, Bess Kalb, for that episode, told me to get, the Castelvetrano olive.
Wow. Okay, so it's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, I eat whatever the guest tells me to eat.
Oh, wow. Nothing, huh?
That's not good, Tirsa.
I believe you.
But it's funny, people can't say to me they eat olives. They could sit there and eat an olive all day.
I know. I've heard that too. I've heard it. I'm like, what? Really?
Yeah, it's not olive. Good. So you kind of eat everything now. There's no food that you won't eat other than religious reasons.
And yeah, for the most part, yeah, I want to say I'm pretty like adventurous.
And even though you're on a weight loss quest, which you're doing incredibly well. And as you know, you have to keep it up. That's the hard thing.
Yeah.
It's, you can't just go, I lost 60 pounds and so now I can eat a bag of chips. You can't do ever.
It's a lifestyle change.
I know
for sure.
It sucks. I hate it, but I do it too. So even though, like, are you having a treat at the end of the day? Are you having a little something?
So I calorie count. When you start to calorie count, you can see like, okay, if I wanted to, I can have a Big Mac and that's like 500 calories. Okay. And then blow a meal on that and not, and say, be in my calories. And yeah, you'll eventually lose the weight, but you have to, it's like, I'm trying to time it to where, okay, if I have half a cookie. So my husband and I have this thing where like, okay, we're going to have something bad. Let's just split the let's share the calories.
That's so, what we do. That's what Bridger and I do.
Yeah. If we want a cookie and if I don't have, cause I mean, I'm an eater. So if I don't like have something I'm really craving, I run the risk of like pulling over, going to drive through and getting like 10 of something just for the taste. So if I'm craving something, I'll try to fight it off. And if it doesn't go away, then I'll be like, babe, we got to like split this. Cause I need to have it.
I think that's smart. I think not making yourself totally not have something, just give it to yourself. Just don't eat the whole pint. Even with ice cream, I go get a kid's scoop of ice cream. Instead of having a pint of ice cream every night, I'll have a kid's scoop of something delicious. You know, last night we had chocolate cream pie. Love this chocolate cream pie. There's this place in Eagle Rock called Cindy's Restaurant. It's a little diner.
I know what you're talking about.
I love it there. And I never had their food. I have no idea if their food's any good. I'm sure it's great. But
I'm going to go have that chocolate pie. I'm not kidding.
That chocolate cream pie, Tirsa, is so delish, but we split one piece. Instead of having a piece each, I could probably eaten two or three pieces back in the day.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's literally what it is.
You know, I used to sit at Tender Greens before I got diagnosed with diabetes, and I would be so thirsty from the diabetes that I would drink agua frescas. That's all I would drink. I would have five or six, not realizing they were making me more thirsty because there's so much sugar in them. I saw that melon agua fresca. Oh my God, that looks, I haven't had an agua fresca in 6 years.
I forgot to offer you a drink. You're
I couldn't have the agua fresca anyway because of the diet. That's way too much sugar, but my God, it looked good. I could have a sip.
Like a little sip, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man.
Tirsa, I love this enchilada.
Yay!
I can't wait to come back and try more of your things. You have, yes, it looks you like must. You put some French fries in some dishes.
Oh yeah, we have, our menu is so big. There's just so many things. So many people want so many different things. And
do you have a favorite on your menu that you like or that you like to make?
One of my favorite things to eat is tacos. I love tacos. I eat tacos once a day for sure, every day.
Yes.
But the other thing I guess would be the sopes. Every time I go to a Mexican food restaurant, I'll get a sope.
And I don't even know what that is.
It's like a little boat of like a masa boat with like just toppings. I love toppings like on stuff. So
like what's lettuce. In here? Lettuce.
So you have the masa, you fry it up. You put beans, you put the meat, you put some lettuce, you put some cheese, you put guacamole, sour cream. Ooh. It's just toppings filled. And then you just eat it and it gets messy and it's just.
Oh, that sounds delish. Yeah. So that you think is your favorite thing. And if people were going to come to your restaurant, you would recommend they get that.
I would recommend get our sopes. Our sopes are so bomb. I would recommend our chipotle lime chicken is so bomb too. The tacos are like super bomb. Everything's so bomb. You're getting me hungry, Jimmy.
Oh my God. You didn't eat lunch yet? It's already almost 2:30.
No, I'm fast. We do alternate fasting. So today's my fasting day. I'm not eating until 4 o'clock.
Oh my Lord. That I could not do.
Yeah. That's what I said too. But, I love seeing the results that my body has had so far.
Yes.
That now I'm like looking for like, okay, well, how can I keep going, you know, to keep on the path. I love the results.
Listen, so. I'm proud of you. And I can say that
Thank you.
I know how hard it is.
I was
a 40 waist and now I'm a 34.
Oh, wow.
You know, but it's hard because I want to eat, especially if you get sad, you get mad, you get happy, you get whatever, you know, like you said, you eat when you're happy, you eat when you're sad.
Yeah.
I just want to eat all the time.
Yeah.
And so
you can still eat whatever you want, but you just have to like sacrifice portion certain things.
And portion control. It. But I'm going to eat that whole enchilada, I hate to tell you.
Enjoy it. I'm so glad you liked it.
Oh, my God. I love it. I'm coming back for more food. I'm going to try the sopas.
Yes.
I love you, Tirsa. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you said yes. I just sent you a message on Instagram because I love you so much.
You're just
such a happy, wonderful person.
Thank you.
I was like, I hope she says yes to come on my podcast.
I was like, what does Jimmy want with me? What's going on? I don't understand.
I know. I came to the restaurant today. But you're not just a regular. Look, you're doing extraordinary things for healthcare workers. You're feeding your community. You're doing it with joy and love. You're putting love into all your food. You're not just a regular. There's no such thing as a regular person I have found through my life.
You know what I mean, but
I was thrilled you said yes.
Thank you. I was thrilled you asked.
Tirsa, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, let's get my mom in here. Let's see what she thinks about enchiladas. Who knows? I don't think she's had one before, but you never know. Here she comes. I see her.
Hello?
Hello!
Hi. Oh, you're so
too
screaming.
Loud. Oh, sorry.
How are you?
Is it too loud in your ear?
Yeah, a little bit.
You could take out the right earplug and just leave the, or take out the earplug without the microphone in it.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Right. Oh, good. It's probably better to be louder than not too loud, right?
Right.
How's your hearing? It's pretty good?
Yeah, my hearing's good. My eyes will go. Going to the eye doctor on Tuesday.
Oh, good. I'm surprised your hearing is good because genetically, your family does...
Nobody can hear.
And Aunt Liz, your aunt...
She couldn't hear. She was tone deaf. She was deaf.
Not tone and, deaf. You're tone no. deaf.
And Aunt Rhody, she can't hear that good in her right ear.
But you could hear pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm always saying what. So I don't know. I wonder if my hearing's going to be bad.
Oh, I don't know. I doubt it. Daddy, well, sometime, I don't know about Daddy, how good his ears are.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm only 45, but a lot of times I say, what? But also a lot of people mumble, I have to say. And on TV, a lot of actors just mumble. I don't know what the hell they're saying.
And neither do I. And now even these news commentators with those masks on, I don't know what they're saying. You're all mumble jumble.
You know, the only thing that I do order is Starbucks, and I go through the drive-thru. Because out here, we have I don't know if you have that in New Jersey, but we have drive-thru Starbucks.
Yeah, they do. They do. They have them.
When I moved here from New York City, I was like, oh, my God, a drive-thru Starbucks? This is like the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, they have them on 17. There's one, I know, for sure.
Route 17.
Yeah.
They can never hear me with the mask on. I say venti cold brew, light ice.
What's that, venti?
You don't know? Have you ever gone to Starbucks?
Yes. Oh, yes, I have, but I used to get the latte.
Oh.
I used to get the latte. Or regular. I would get regular.
No, this is venti cold brew. It's iced coffee, cold brew. It's actually very...
I don't like iced coffee. No, I only like hot coffee.
Oh, how... You ever have iced coffee? It's delicious.
Yes, I don't like... No, I don't like it. I love regular hot coffee, but I don't like iced.
How many coffees do you have a day, do you think, hot coffee?
2 to 3.
That's not that
I
much.
I have 2 in the morning, no, and 1 sometimes when I come home from watching the kids or at night, but sometimes at night I don't like to have it real late because then I can't sleep.
I know. And Dad, doesn't my father have like 6 cups of coffee a day?
No. He only has 2.
Oh.
No, 2.
I usually have 1. You know, we make our own cold brew. We make our own iced coffee.
Yeah.
So I usually have 1 of those, but then I like to go to Starbucks and get my second one, first of all, because it's delicious. But also, it just gets me out of the house for a minute because I don't go anywhere. I do not go anywhere.
Well, you're better off not going anywhere than taking a chance.
No, I know, but... Yeah, no, that's funny you don't like iced coffee. Even with a little milk in it, it's good.
No, I like iced tea, but not iced coffee.
And you know, out here, of course, we have like the best coffee in the world. It's such a coffee culture. And some of the coffee tastes like it has chocolate in it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, they have millions of flavors and stuff, but.
Yeah, but I get a venti cold brew with light ice, you know, because they fill the whole thing up with ice.
I know.
And you pay $4 for a little bit of coffee and a thing. I don't need ice. Ice is free, babe. I don't need to keep the ice. Let me have more coffee.
Right.
So I get light ice and just a little bit of whole milk. I don't want too much in my coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
People drink it black, but I don't, I can drink it black, but I don't love it, you know?
Yeah.
I can do it black, but I'd rather have just a little bit of coffee, a little bit of milk to cut the coffee taste a little bit. Venti cold brew, light ice, splash of whole milk.
Good for you. Enjoy.
When's the last time you think you went to Starbucks?
Couple of years ago, probably. When we go down the shore by Aunt Rhody's, we always stop at, you know, one of the, like in Fork River or something, they have a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that long ago. Yeah. But always the lines are always tremendous. The lines are horrendous.
Oh, horrendous or tremendous?
Horrendous.
Oh, I thought you said tremendous. Tremendous lines at the Starbucks. That would be a good slogan for them. Starbucks, we have tremendous lines.
What is that?
I don't know. That's what I thought you said. Tremendous.
I said, no, horrendous. They're so long and you got to wait.
Oh.
And the people are, you know, getting all coffees and muffins and whatever.
Yeah, they have good muffins there. They have croissants. Do you like a croissant?
Yeah.
You
I
do?
I eat them for breakfast sometimes, yeah.
And they have chocolate croissants. You ever have a chocolate croissant?
No.
Oh, so good, Mom.
Not in the for breakfast. I would eat it, but not for breakfast.
No, but like an afternoon treat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would. Like, oh, I would definitely get.
Yeah,
that.
If you meet somebody chocolate for wine. Coffee, and then you could share a chocolate croissant or something. Oh, it's God. Very good. Starbucks has everything. They have salads. They have breakfast sandwiches with sausage, egg, and cheese on an English muffin. They have everything. It's incredible.
You get them there? Did you get those there too?
Not anymore, but I used to before I had diabetes. Now for breakfast, I just eat a small breakfast bar. That's what I get for breakfast. Or oatmeal. Once in a while, I have oatmeal because I love oatmeal with them.
Little Vi likes oatmeal. Oh, yeah, Uncle Jim. There was this big dog walking today across the street. And it was like pulling this tall, thin girl. And I said, oh, my God, look at that big dog. And she goes, like Edie.
Oh, like my dog. I know. Like Thank Edie. God we have FaceTime. You know what I mean?
I know.
Or else I'd never see those kids.
I know.
Thank God we can FaceTime with them. What a tech. I love FaceTime and Zoom. It's such a great technology. Who needs to leave the house? This is terrific.
Yeah.
So this week, Mom, I'm very interested to know if you've ever had this. I am voting, I'm pre-voting and saying, no, you've never had this, but you might have had it. I had with this great woman who is a restaurant owner here in LA. Her name is Tirsa. She owns her own Mexican restaurant in downtown Los Angeles, and it is so good. She is the funniest, sweetest person you ever met in your life. Her Instagram is called Tirsa's Love, and she has the funniest videos on her Instagram, and she's feeding healthcare workers and frontline workers. And I had for the first time enchilada.
No, I never had it. Never had them.
Do you even know what it is?
Isn't it, what is it, a fried?
Well, it's it's a tortilla.
Tortilla.
With meat. It's basically a burrito, but everything is kind of separated. So it's like a tortilla with, she has 4 hour slow cooked meat in it, beef. What do you mean? Ugh.
I don't think I'm lying.
It's beef. You love beef. Steaks, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, it's beef.
Yeah. Daddy would love it. That's all he eats is beef.
I know, but you don't, all of a sudden you don't like beef?
No, I like beef.
But there was something about slow cook that you don't like.
Yeah.
It scared you.
And what else is in it?
Beans, which you love, as we know.
Beans.
Rice, delicious. And then there's a green salsa on it and a red salsa. And the green is spicy. And the red is not too spicy. And then there's cheese, queso on it. Mom, it was delicious.
I know, but I don't like all that. I don't like anything that has a whole bunch of different things in it. I don't think.
What do you mean? You don't like
any? No, there's rice and beans and meat and salsa, and I don't think I would like it.
I don't think
my stomach would like it.
No.
I don't like it. I like plain.
You know what's interesting? I understand what you're saying. It's almost like too much flavor.
Too much ingredients.
Yeah, you want one flavor, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But here's the thing. When you put all these flavors together, it is delicious. That's the thing. That's the secret that I didn't know.
Right. And you loved it?
It was delicious. I can't wait to go back and have it again.
You're going to go back to a restaurant?
Yes. And she gave it to me for free. She would not let me pay for it. I begged her to let me pay for it.
Well, that was nice. So now there's something else on your list.
Yeah, enchiladas. Mom, I'm telling you. Delicious. I'm starting to really enjoy spicy things now for the first time.
Well, good for you. I don't like when there's like a lot of things mixed together. I just don't like it.
But you don't like spicy at all anyway.
I don't think so. No. No, I don't like hot. No, I don't like hot. Like hot stuff.
Hot sauce?
Yeah, hot sauce. No, I don't like that.
Tapatio or something you don't enjoy?
No.
Salsa verde?
No.
No.
No, 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 no.
Is there any kind of sauce you like? Do you like a Tabasco sauce? That's hot.
No, I like a fried Diablo. That's hot. That's like tomato sauce. Put it on macaroni.
I'm talking about like bottles, like A1. Do you like a steak sauce on your steak?
No. I put Worcester sauce in my stew. Just a tablespoon.
I can't do this podcast anymore. I can't do it. This is the last episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. I can't do it anymore. It's too much.
Why?
Because you're out of your mind. Somebody's going to knock on your door with a straitjacket and put you in it. They're going to go, hi,
why?
Lois, we listened to the podcast. Here's a straitjacket. You're going to get in this and we're taking you to Hackensack Hospital to the mental floor.
Why?
Worcester? What is that?
It's a sauce.
No, Worcester. What? No, it's...
No, it's not
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Yeah, it's hard to say. Well, I've had that in my... I put that just a tablespoon in when I make my stew.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire. Or maybe Worcestershire.
Well, I said Worcester.
You said Worcester. Yeah. Whoosh. Like you're going down a water slide. Whoosh. The Worcester.
Jim, how you doing with your olives?
Oh, I should have never started that segment. That was a mistake. Because I don't like those. I don't like olives. And now I'm going to just keep on eating them. I want to try to like them.
Well, that's silly. I wouldn't. If you don't like them, you don't like them.
No, but it's a good experiment on the podcast to see if acquired taste is a real thing.
A real thing.
What's interesting, I'll tell you what's weird, is that I do think about olives now, like during the week, even when I'm not recording a podcast. Yeah. I'm like, I wonder if I'll like them this time. So I wonder if I'm I'm definitely acquiring thoughts about olives now. I wonder if I'm going to be acquiring a taste for them.
Maybe you will. I love the Spanish olives, the big green Spanish olives with the little red pimento pepper.
Oh, that's pimento olives, right?
Yeah.
But I'm eating Castelvetrano ones.
I don't know. I don't eat them, but
no.
I even put these in my tuna fish. I cut them up real fine. It gives it a different taste.
Yeah, I don't like that. But I think you would like an enchilada, Mom. I really do.
Wow. Well, I don't know. Maybe one of these days I'll try it.
Once you're vaccinated, you should come and we could have I can't imagine that there are too many places in the United States where you can get such good Mexican food.
Oh, yeah. But I'd rather have Italian.
I know, but you might try an enchilada and just think, I'm telling you, that beef is so good in the tortilla. They make every single thing there at their restaurant.
Yeah.
Everything except for the French fries, she said. Sometimes they put French fries in certain burritos that they have. But everything else, the tortillas they make by hand. They're hand,
yeah.
You know, fresh.
Made.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you should try it sometime.
Well, maybe I will one of these days.
And, you know, when you have a new food, if it's like well made authentically, then it's delicious.
I know, but I don't know. I might try it one of these days, but yeah. There's a lot of Mexican restaurants around.
Go get an enchilada or a burrito.
Well, burrito, I would eat that. It's fine.
You are missing out. Whoop, here comes a call.
No, that's the roadie call, but I'm not going to answer it.
Oh, thank you for not answering it. We're just recording my podcast, but please, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, boy. I mean, just to have you in my presence for 15 minutes. I called earlier today, call waiting, and nobody answered. It rang and rang and rang.
I wasn't home. I came home late today. I didn't come home till 2:45.
Unreachable. You're the only...
Because Risa had a late meeting at 2. Yesterday, I was home by 2:45. Today, I didn't get home till 2:45.
You're extremely unreachable.
Not really. No. I'm always home. I'll be home. Well, I'll be next week, but I have a lot of things going. We're going to the eye doctor. We have to turn our car in.
Oh, your lease is up?
Yep.
What are you going to get?
I think a little crossover.
What does that mean, a crossover?
It's between a car and an SUV.
Oh, they have good.
One, but we don't want a real big car, but Daddy wants one that's higher.
Yes.
Because he got the sport model, and it's so low.
No, I know.
Of this car, but...
I know. He complained about that car from the minute he got it. It doesn't have a CD player in it. I mean,
they don't have CDs anymore in
correct.
The cars.
They don't have CDs anymore anywhere. CDs are over. They also don't have 8-track players in cars, is what I told him. It's not 1985. There's no CDs.
I know. He tells the guy he wants a car with a CD. And the guy said... Well, you could put one in.
Go get a car with 200,000 miles on it from 1989. You'll have a CD player in it.
Well, Mikey's car does.
So what brand? What kind of crossover is it going to be? Do you know?
It's a Toyota.
Oh, but you don't know the make of it? Like a what? Toyota
It's like
what?
A CR. It's called
CRV.
CR-1 or I don't know what it's called. But
all right, Mom.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Have a good night.
Stay safe.
The Baby Mouth theme song is performed by me and was written by me and Jesse Vargas. Jesse also orchestrated, recorded, and mixed the song. The Baby Mouth artwork was created by Tim Quartier. You can follow the Baby Mouth podcast on Instagram and Twitter at Baby Mouth Pod. Tell me about your own personal food nightmare. Have you ever been forced to eat something horrible at a fancy party or on a first date? Is there a food you're afraid to try? I want to know all about your scary food experiences. Email me at babymouthpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to listen and subscribe to Baby Mouth wherever you get your podcasts. And please, don't forget to leave a review. Baby Mouth!